Episode 1971, It's Hard to Do the Right Thing.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy every day. How are you doing so far this week? Are you enjoying it or are you feeling extra stressed? Take a deep breath because it's Wellness Wednesday. And you know what? It's hard to do the right thing. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, it's hard to do the right thing. Healthy living can be challenging and rewarding all at the same time. Instead of shaming yourself into new wellness habits, construct your day to reflect your desired change. Whoa, that's a mouthful to begin with. I mean, come on, you're probably like, it's like Monday on a Wednesday, Christiane. Can we just breathe for a moment? I know life is crazy and our health may be really out of whack. We all have been living in a lot of stress lately. Chaos seems to just be flowing through our veins, not only through the pandemic, but also with now what is happening in our streets here in America. Let me ask you this. How many times have you tried to make changes in your lifestyle to reflect what you want for yourself personally? Well, I don't know about you, but I've made so many, lots of them, some very successful and others, well, that needed a lot more of my focus and commitment if I really wanted that success to happen. You know, healthy living can be such a struggle. The temptations of fast food and tasty processed foods get us addicted. I mean, come on, I'm there. Where are my chips and salsa? I mean, salsa might be good depending upon what kind it is, but the chips, not so much. And busyness, oh, it just leads us to want an ease from the chaos. And you know what? Honestly, we create that busyness ourselves. We say yes, 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 yes. Instead of firmly looking at what we want in life and saying no, 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 yes, yes, no, 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 no. And then we've got the advancement of technology, which allows us to remain more sedentary than ever before. Yeah, we're sitting on our way too much. Plus, you can't forget just life itself. Life happens. Stress happens. I know just now about a month ago, my mom was having health issues. Do you not think that I was a little stressed during that time? Yeah, she's in Hawaii and I'm here on the mainland. I can do nothing. Plus, we've got the pandemic on top of it. My hands were tied. Of course, there was amount of stress that was brought into my life. And now my mother-in-law is in the hospital. Is there stress with that? Of course there is. Now she's on the mainland, but again, I can't get to her. Wouldn't it be nice if just healthy living was easy? And you would think it should be. Everything else is so far advanced. We've got phones that are basically computers in our hands. It's the size of our hand. We can do absolutely everything. We can connect with the world on just a phone. It's pretty incredible. But then we look at what we're putting in our mouths. We look at how we're actually moving our bodies. We look at when we are actually laying our heads down on a pillow. Yeah, healthy living would be super easy if everything that was supposed to be present actually was, minus the temptations and complications called life. It's hard to do the right thing, isn't it? It's hard always to do what we need to do to live healthy. But as you know, your wealth is your health. And as we get older, I know for me especially, we recognize this more, mostly because of maturity. It's not that we're looking at our life as, oh my gosh, I only have so many more years possibly left to live. I know I don't look at that. That really kind of sounds morbid. And I don't want this to be a morbid conversation. But we need to be realistic. And we need to look at, number one, our DNA, our genes. What are we given? And then what can we control to make the changes we need to influence our quality of life? And maybe even have an effect on the quantity of our lifespan. Wouldn't it be nice if we could just do what is right, not what is easy? But easy is so much easier. So how can you really begin to live that healthy lifestyle? Well, you got to look at your health differently than you have before. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Look at your health differently. You know, we only see what's right in front of us. Think about it, right? If your children does something in front of you, you see that. Now, you may not have seen an hour before what was going on, but at that moment in time, you're like, oh, yep, you're responsible for that. Maybe an hour before, though, it was totally a different conversation that was happening. Same with our health. We only see what's right in front of us. Unless you're looking for something else, you will keep looking for the same thing. So you have to change how you look at healthy living. And remember, sometimes the hardest thing and the right thing is the same thing. So let's dive in. There's five things I want you to consider. Now, some of these are going to sound very familiar, but I want you to listen with a very keen ear. I don't want you to sit here and say, Christiane, you already told me this. I want you to look at your life right now in your present lifestyle and think about what you are doing. Number one, drop the comparison. We all come in all shapes and sizes. Stop looking left or right. Stop looking up and down. Stop looking at your siblings, at your best friends. Stop looking at your neighbors. Stop looking at the people you go to church with. Stop looking at your Facebook feed or your Instagram feed. Stop looking at Netflix and the models. Can I say it enough? Drop the comparison. Women, we're the worst. I'm just going to say it. Guys, you get over it faster than we do. You compare, but it's a different comparison. But us as women, we are so messed up. And we've got to stop it. And I know because I do it. I'm being honest. And I want you to be honest too. You've got to drop that comparison and understand it's not about anybody else. It's not about your sister. It's not about your brother. It's not about your mother. It's about you. So drop the comparison. Number two, practice positive self-talk. You've got to watch what you say to yourself in the mirror. Have you ever gotten up in the morning and looked at yourself and you're like, oh my gosh, you look horrible. Now you may not actually say that out loud verbally, but you say it in your mind. And if you're like, no, I really don't do that. Okay, when tomorrow morning comes, guess what? I want you to pay close attention to the first thought that enters your mind when you look at yourself in the mirror. I don't care if it's the mirror in the bathroom, the mirror in the car when you're driving to work, the mirror in your compact from your purse. I don't care what mirror it is, but the first mirror you look in, I want you to think about what you thought about first. That will tell you whether or not you've got positivity or negativity on your side right now. I mean, come on. If you want to change your life, you have got to do the hard stuff, right? You got to do the right thing. And the right thing is the hard thing. It doesn't come easy. I wish I could get up and look in the mirror in the morning and say, oh my gosh, girl, you are so beautiful. You are a princess to a king. You have absolutely no faults. Man, you those wrinkles, they only set your eyes apart. They are gorgeous. And your smile, it lights up the room. Okay, really? Do you think I'm telling myself that? No, I'm not. But should I be? Yes, I should. But we don't. We sit there and we go, oh, this gray hair. What am I going to do with this gray hair? Thank goodness for hair color. And oh my gosh, where did that wrinkle come from? And oh, man, this perimenopause thing, oh, it's for the birds. I'm hot, I'm sweating, I should be better, but now I'm breaking out. What is this, teens again? Do you hear the difference? The thing is though, this is the real conversation that's going on in our own heads. It's what's happening between our two ears. So you've got to practice positive self-talk because what you think about, you bring about. So watch what you say to yourself. Number three, replace fear with gratitude. This is huge. You might be scared for what didn't happen before you tried or something you experienced prior to this round of you saying, okay, yeah, I want to get healthy. but you got to give it the college try, right? That's what we all say. You got to give it that college try. Come on. You got this. Yeah, you do have it. You can't sit there and be fearful for everything in your life, but we do it. We're burned in our own relationships, our marriage. Our children burn us. We're burned at work. We get burned even at the grocery store, right? Have you ever been shopping and you ring something up and it says it's like it's a dollar or $1.50 more than what it said on the actual sign? And you're like, wait a minute. And you know it's going to be a hassle. So you're like, I'm not even going to tell them about it. I'm just going to pay it anyway. Yeah, it's funny because for me, I seem to always find their errors. It drives me crazy. It just does. Now, maybe I'm the only one who's paying attention. I don't know. But if I was to look at my life and just how I find things with the wrong prices at grocery stores, they're matched wrong. They have one sign up, but then it rings up something different. You know, I would never enter a grocery store ever again. Because I'm not kidding you. It happens at least every other time that I go in. I kid you not. You can ask my kiddos. Now, they haven't been real recently, but even during this craziness of the pandemic, where you can only go out at certain times or they've changed the hours, et cetera, then I've been even more watchful because there's less people in the store. So I'm even more focused and I still find errors. Yeah, if I was to sit there and say, oh, they're out to get me, that'd be living in fear. Instead, I say, you know what? I am so glad I'm such a detailed person. That actually comes in hand once in a while. It's to my benefit and to a lot of other people's benefit. The people that I'm in relationship with, the people that I call you, my extended family, the people that I coach, yes, they benefit from me being detail-oriented. But, you know, I could be one that says, oh, no, this isn't going to work. You can't do that. You got to replace fear with gratitude. Be grateful for what you have. You may not like where you are. That doesn't mean you have to stay there. You can still continue to make the transitions to get the transformation that you're looking for. And it may not be as short-lived as you want it to be. Maybe you've got 30 or 40 or 50 pounds to lose. Guess what? How long did that take you to put it on? And I'm not saying just, oh, wait, I did that crash diet, so I lost it real quick. No, I'm talking about where you got it off and you kept it off for a while and then it's now creeped back on. How long did it take? Well, think about that now, how long it's going to take to get it back off. It's not just a snap of a finger. It's not popping a pill and it just goes away. It doesn't work that way. So be grateful for where you are, recognize it and say, you know what, but I'm not going to stay here. I'm going to take one step always to move me forward, right? To lead to miles of greatness later on down the road in my journey. Drop the comparison. Practice positive self-talk. Replace fear with gratitude. Number four, set health-related goals. I love this one. Health-related goals, not being built upon size-related goals. Most of us set size-related goals when it comes to our healthy living, the kind of lifestyle we want. Oh, I want to be a size, you know, you've already said it before. I didn't even have to attempt to fill in the blank for you or say it because you already said it in your mind. It was there. I want to be so many pounds. I want to lose. Okay, you're already there before I even finish the sentence and put the period in. Don't look at the size-related goals. Look at the health-related goals. Look how you want to feel and what you want to do with the changes you instill. This will get you off of your size and keep you motivated what when it comes to healthy living. I know for me, perimenopause and all this craziness, I mean, my body right now, I'm just going to be frank with you. It is whacked up. It's all over the place. My hormones, I have no idea. They are just like in their own each individual world. And between having hot flashes, not having hot flashes, having menstrual cycles, not having menstrual cycles. And my gentlemen who are listening, I'm so sorry, but you know what? If you have a woman in your life, you need to hear this anyway. But it's one of these things that our body goes through so many changes. And then we sit here and try to place demands upon it instead of saying, wait a minute. What was my body created to do? It wasn't to be streamlined into this size 2, eating only paleo, having only certain things at a certain time, intermittent fasting and all that. I mean, what was our body made to do? Our body is made to serve. Our body is made to move intentionally. But when we're sitting back going, okay, I'm going to want everything to come to me. I'm going to order my lunch, have it delivered. Well, if you're home, why don't you cook it yourself? Now, I know there are seasons in our life that we need to have stuff for ease. I get that. But every single day? I mean, let's be real. You want to set health-related goals, not size-related goals, because those sizes are going to change. How you see yourself, right? You're supposed to be looking differently at your health. That's because you've got a different body. As we age, things change. Man, I could lose weight so fast when I was in my teens and in my 20s. But man, as I'm moving up the ladder of wisdom, notice how I said that. Yeah, I'm getting wiser, not older. I'm just getting wiser. Well, at least I pray, Lord, that I'm getting wiser. But as I move up that ladder, it's not about trying to be a certain size. It's about, can I chase my grandbaby? Can I sit there and when he or she is 5 years old, I'm going to be able to grab them, swing them around and tickle them till they almost pee their pants. I mean, doesn't that sound like a grandma's dream? Yeah, why not? So it's got to be health related goals, not size related goals. It will change everything. That is one of my favorite ones. You want to put on any set of lens, you put on that one first, because that is so overlooked. It's so missed. Because why? Start with number one, drop the comparison. That's where we are. And we set it and we're like, oh, wait, but I want to look like that. In order to look like that, yeah. Okay, let me give you another example. Hold on here. I'm being real with you. So my family, we enjoy family time together with the TV. And there's really not much on right now for obvious reasons with the pandemic and everything that's going on. You know, they haven't been able to film shows, et cetera. Well, they were able to do at least game shows, and we'll turn on, you know, repeated game shows. One of our things that we love to watch is Family Feud. Well, we were watching a rerun set of Celebrity Family Feud. Steve Harvey just cracks me up. And for those of you who don't like him, I'm sorry. But in this one, it was, I believe it was The Bachelors, and it was Victoria's Secret Angels. And I caught myself, I kid you not, I made a statement about one of the females there. And I was like, Christy Ann, why did you just say that? I mean, I said that to myself. And it was because I immediately put myself, my body, up against hers. Like I was comparing. And I'm sitting there going, she's got about 7 to 8 inches on me. I mean, yeah, she's much taller than me. So there's no comparison, number one. Then number two, God didn't create me to be Victoria's Secret Angels. That's not who I'm created to be. And by golly, she is blessed to have that. Now, of course, it helped to continue the conversation because two of my sons were in there and I wanted them to understand how not to look at a woman the way a man, in my opinion, should judge her. So I love those kind of discussions. But in my own mind, where did I go? Oh, you better believe it. I sat there and had this little inside talk with myself. It's not about size. It's about health. And I changed the tune in my head. And I said, you know what? I just pray she's healthy. If she looks that awesome in 20 years, praise the Lord, as long as she is healthy. That's what matters. It has nothing to do about her size. She's got to live within her body and how she is made. I've got to live within my body and how I am made. Now, I want you to be honest with yourself because I know this is hard. I know this is tough and I know it's rough. And we hide behind these bushes. We try to protect ourselves because we don't want to have these hard conversations. There's a lot happening in the world today, but we've got to start having some hard conversations with ourselves, with our own reflection that we see in the mirror, before we can even begin to have other conversations outside our mirrors. You think about that for a moment. Drop the comparison. Practice positive self-talk. Replace fear with gratitude. Set health-related goals. And finally, number 5, create your now. You knew it was coming. You can't wait to live the life you want later. Make plans and make changes at the same time. Don't let life pass you by. I can remember a gal that I was coaching years and years and years ago. And I sat down with her in her home and I asked her, and I do really in-depth study, and because I want what's best, not for me, but for who I'm coaching, whether it's male or female. I want them to see where they are now and where they can go. And by the end of our conversation, she basically had said, I can't do anything by the way I look now. I can't go on plane rides. I'm tired of asking for seatbelts, the extenders for seatbelts on airplanes. I'm not comfortable. When we go on the boats and we travel, I feel like I have to take up a seat and a half or two. She goes, I can't do that. And she goes, I know eventually my children are going to get married and I'm going to have grandchildren and I want to be able to chase those grandchildren. Well, believe it or not, years and years and years later, I still kept up with this woman. And just like anything, we all have our ups and downs, our roller coasters, right? We're on and off on things. We focus and then life happens and whatever. But she came back to me and sent me a text. And she said, basically, you know, what we talked about years before, she still remembers now. And she's getting back on the quote unquote bicycle. She's like, I want to be able to chase my grandchildren that I have now. And I'm all in. And she goes, I so appreciate you. Now, she did a lot of work when I worked with her prior to. And then we ended the official relationship, not our actual relationship, but our coaching relationship ended. We continued to keep in contact and life happened. And she wasn't always doing what she wanted to do, right? The temptations. I'm tempted all the time. I love processed food. My body hates it, but I love it. Oh, those first 10 seconds that it's in my mouth, it's wonderful. But the next 10 hours are horrible. Just saying, I'm being real. You got to create your now. Life is not going to stand still for you to get that perfect body. It's not. So you've got to make plans now and make changes now. Create your now. If you make a mistake on the next thing that you put in your mouth, guess what? It's not the end of the world. Just the next time you put something in your mouth, make it a better choice. It's as simple as that. Now, is it easy? No. But can it be done? By golly, it can be. And I believe in you. Remember, what you like now came through change. Change is good. It's a little uncomfortable at first, but as you continue to live it out, it becomes your new comfortable. Change is good and your health is worth it. You are worth it. Don't let anybody else tell you that you're not. It's hard to do the right thing. But guess what? It's time to do the right thing. You've got to get up. You got to take that one step at a time to lead you to miles of greatness. God's already written it. You've got to be willing to walk it. It's time to train for life and love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed and joyous day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.